You're welcome. I'm going to help you to repeat everything that I said. Yeah, because we've already lost out on time. But do we all have a copy of the report? Oh, sure. If we all have copies of this, do we all have a copy of the minutes as well? Okay. Do we have any apologies?
This is an apology from Mr. DiCorvo, who is attending another portfolio community meeting. Ms. Coleman is also attending the human settlement meeting. Ms. September, she might join us later. Mr. DiCorvo is on his way. And Mr. Sonto is in the human settlement. Mr. Sonto is in the mineral resources meeting. But he might be joining us soon.
Let me I think we'll be done by 11. But you can stay here if we finish before 11. Just a quick introduction. We are committed, as you would know, that Mr. Eric Oscati is no longer our researcher. We now have someone who's just been appointed, and that's Lee Bremworth, sitting over there. On behalf of the committee, welcome me. I hope you enjoy your stay with this committee. Wish you lots of success in your work, and I hope that you will contribute to the betterment of our committee, of the work of our committee. Who else is new in the committee? That will save us time then. But you're all welcome. But I think it's important so that we just get the names of all the members, and some of the officials from the department are also here. Let's start the next slide, Honorable Maria.
Yes, Maria, member of this committee.
And please introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Mlindi Nana.
I'm Natasha Michael, member of the committee.
Aubrey Mwena, member of the Portfolio Committee.
Gerard Kurno, member of the Portfolio Committee.
My name is Peter Malek. But you must introduce yourself. Oh, no, you're welcome.
Yeah, I know.
My name is Budi Zolani. I'm from Public Enterprises.
My name is Caroline from Public Enterprises.
I'm a gentleman there from PMG.
Ismail Hussain from PMG.
On the agenda is item 3, has consideration and adoption of the budget for how do you want us to go through this page by page? Let's ask the son to set us through it. I think it's the best summarizes.
Page 1 of the budget vote report, 1.1 deals with the background of the of what informs the strategic objectives of the department. and which is to strengthen oversight of the activities of the SOCs and ensure their alignment to the developmental sector government, strengthen oversight mechanisms in both governance within SOCs, and then the annual performance plan of the Department of Public Enterprises is informed by the strategic plan that is aligned to the National Development Plan, and it seeks to achieve, I'm on the second page already, achieve the objectives of the National Growth Plan and the Industrial Cooperation Plan. This report is based on the annual performance plan, which seeks to build on the progress that has been made since 2009, sustain and accelerate the implementation on key programs within the department and its agencies, develop new frameworks to support implementation of existing programs rather than the development of new initiatives. And then, two, we're giving a background on the strategic plan of the Department of Public Enterprise. The second paragraph of number two, the department will have the division statement and strategic plan for 2011-2012 to 2014-2015. That has been done in order to reflect the impact of the SOC's investments and operational activities on economic growth and development. Then in order for the department to implement this vision, five key changes have been made to the shareware oversight processes, which are the ones they are going to go to, each one of them. And then 2 and 1 on page 3 is the strategic priorities for the department for 2013-2014. The strategic priorities for the department for financial year will include the following, which is increasing oversight for the implementation of the BERC program, strengthening capacity of the department to oversee the BERC program, facilitating the creation of a supportive policy environment, promoting increased localization of procurement spend through the PSCP, explore ways to support talent SOCs financially. And then the revised vision of the department necessitated changes on the initial organizational structure. These changes that the department has new capabilities, that the responsibilities of existing units be expanded, and that the organogram is structured to provide for these skills. They include the following. These are the changes that the department has made. And then number three basically outlines the annual performance plan of each program, so basically what are the priorities for each program within the department. The first program is the administration program, which function is to primarily to focus on the to create an organizational environment necessary to achieve its objectives, the objectives of the department and strategic plan. And on page 4 is the priorities of that program within this year, which is strengthen financial management, strengthen monitoring and evaluation, the payment of invoices within 30 days, and finalization of the department's performance management policy, among others. Then program 2, legal services and governance, which ensure the alignment with the government's strategic intent. For the 2013-2014 financial year, the program will focus on following areas, which is provide assistance and advice in taking forward the recommendations of the Presidential Review Committee, strengthen the implementation of the SOC's legal framework, secure cabinet approval on the shareholder management government shareholder management model, implementation of SOC's board remuneration standards, develop framework of SOC's procurement, among others. Program 3, the portfolio management and strategic partnerships. The program seeks to align corporate strategies of the SOCs with government strategic intent, as well as monitoring and benchmarking their financial and operational performance and capital investment plans. On page 5, it outlines under the sub program that fall under that particular program of portfolio management and public partnerships, which is energy and broadband enterprises, manufacturing enterprises, transport enterprises, economic impact and policy amendment, and strategic partnerships. For each 3.3.1 aligns each of these sub programs within strategic partnerships as to what the priorities for the financial year. For energy and broadband, priority area for the program would be to ensure effective shareholder management and monitoring of ESCOM and broadband infraco, support ESCOM in ensuring secure supply of electricity, reduce dependence on the fiscal by monitoring cost escalation,
delivery schedule time, and workmanship quality. Implementation of the PBMRK maintenance program supports increased access broadband, amongst other things. And then 3.2 is manufacturing enterprises. Page 6, priority areas for Denel in particular would be to review Denel strategy, implementation of the turnaround plan, Denel aerospace business sustainability, develop promotion, that outlines the intervention to improve financial sustainability of Denel, and the review of the refund program. Alex Code, the definition of Alex Code role as a state owned mining company, oversight of the rest of sales, deal of settlement implementation, and the review of the Alex Code financial sustainability and recommendation cabinet on its future role. First call, implementation of first call's new strategy, enhancement of the company's developmental contribution, amongst other things. 3.3.3 is the transport enterprises. For Transnet, the priorities will be to ensure that the contribution of Transnet to achieving an efficient, competitive, responsive infrastructure, which is output 3 of the outcome 6, as per the minister's performance agreement, oversee the concessioning of 3 punch lines, pilot space, review the logistic costs in the economy, and develop a long-term integrated transport infrastructure. SAA and South Africa Express, which is the long-term strategies of the airline and their fleet acquisition program. 3.4 is economic impact and policy alignment. It includes environmental policy alignment, economic policy alignment, and transformation skills and youth development. The priority areas for the economic, upon the second paragraph after this policy alignment, the priority areas for the economic impact and policy alignment program include the following: development of SOC micro economic model to assess contribution to SOCs of SOCs to the economy, finalization of an aviation biofuel strategy and shareholder position on the carbon tax, finalize memorandum of understanding with DPE, water affairs, environmental affairs to construct the environmental impact assessment and water licensing approval. Among other issues there, which also includes finalization and implementation of the youth empowerment program, development of an over 18 transformation strategy for SOCs. On page 8, priorities for the priority areas for this program include the following.
Not over 18,
over 18. Yeah. Thank you. The chairperson always said, I'm speaking with the Kimberley accent. And strategic partnerships with our areas would be innovative funding solutions to support SOCs to succeed up implementation of the BERT program, establishment of the PMO, which is the Product Management Office, over the development implementation of the strategic infrastructure program, business plan coordinated by the department, and the NXSOC, quarterly assessment of implementation of the CSDP, among others. And in terms of 3.6% of the budget of the department, the department's budget decreased from 3.9 billion in 2009-2010 to 1.4 billion in 2012-13, and the decrease continued over the medium term to 229.3 million in 2015-16 as a result of reduction in transfer to SOCs. Over the medium term, compensation of employees expected to increase from 111.5 million in 2013 to 155.5 million in 2015-16 as a result of the expansion of the establishment over the period. Goods and services, including payments for capital assets, is expected to increase from 96.8 million in 2013 to 123.7 million in 2015-16 to support the increased establishment. 3.76 was the strengthening of capacity with the department. The structure of the department increased from 138 employees in 2009 to 210 in the 2012-2030 financial year and will increase to 227 over the medium term expenditure framework period. The department has also succeeded in reducing its vacancy rate from 16.7% in 2009 to 11.9% in March 2013. The department still faced with challenges in terms of retention of specialist skills. However, it is a good way to retain these skills. Key skills beyond increases in remuneration package. 4 with the observations of the committee. 4.1, the committee made the following observations. The committee noted that there is a need for the department to address the problem of copper and electricity debt with the relevant stakeholders. The energy reserve margins ESCOMs were very low and urged the department to ensure that there is a curious electricity supply. What members of SOCs were serving in too many boards, and that the department should calculate the number of boards they could serve at one point. The Presidential Review Committee has tabled its report to the President. However, the committee asked the department to work on the shareholder management deal. Small and emerging suppliers were not given contract by SOCs because they are not competitive, and the committee asked the department to ensure that small and medium enterprises were supported and promoted to in order to be competitive. There is a lack of investment by private sector in infrastructure, and the committee asked the department to develop mechanisms to incentivize private sector investment. A national treasury has proved the funding of critical skills needed in the department, but the capacity to execute its oversight responsibility was still inadequate. Number five, the committee recommended that the Minister of Public Enterprises should ensure that the board members of state-owned companies should undertake such measures in order to understand the conditions and challenges of workers, customers, and other stakeholders, and most importantly, to assess whether the projects are yielding the required developmental results. And all critical vacant executive positions in state-owned companies should be filled. I didn't put the time frame for this one. I'm not sure the committee will ask in terms of what time frame to give them. That is a summary of the annual performance plan.
7? Yeah.
Sorry, if you don't mind. It's my recollection that one of the things, and I know South African SAX is going to bring a financial statement, but yeah, they're bringing their financial statements, if I'm not mistaken, for 2010, 2011, 2012. But sure, we actually require the statements going back to the ones that were drawn, which include 2009. It goes back to 2009. So I think under that specific, under South African Airways and South African Express, we need to specifically mention the problem we had with their financial statements and making sure that their financial statements are, what's the word I'm looking for? Due oversight and required attention, maybe. They had their financial statements at all. And then about a month later, they had even further back their financial statements. When DPE was here, that was one of the concerns that we raised, was the fact that we'd all been led up the garden path. Nothing to do with us or DPE, but by FA Express themselves. And we had quite an extensive conversation about how that kind of thing couldn't happen in the future. And I think something needs to be added in there about the fact that the country requires a certain level of up to oversight with regards to their financial stability and statements. Which I don't know how we're going to work that, but it's...
Honourable concern, but the heading of this paragraph is annual performance plan for 2013-2014. So what the secretary is doing is just giving the summary of the performance plan, annual performance plan. So what is raised cannot be put under 3.3.3. At best, we can accommodate it under committee observations, referring back to that paragraph and capture the late submission of statements of the withdrawal and late missions of SA Express and the similar situation with SA.
I think that's quite a good. Okay. Page 7. Sir? We have a teacher, a lawyer, and a doctor now, and a carpenter.
There is 3.6 and 3.7. It's very interesting what's happening here and the tendency. The part, and maybe DPE, I'm going to raise this question to the DPE. The budget is decreasing from 3.9 billion to 279 million, which is fine, which is a fact. But in 3.7, the employees increased from 168 employees to 227 over the same period. So the budget is going down, and the employment is going up. So there may be very good reasons of skilled people that we need and to retain and recruit. But I think we need a sentence just to explain this anomaly. If the budget is going down, you should expect to have fewer people employed. But now it's going the other way around. And there must be a very good reason. And I think that reason just captures the thing.
I think that's
Can I make a suggestion? But if they don't want to answer, the simple reason is, I think, is there's a decrease in budget, but the responsibility for oversight just increased tenfold. And you need personnel, specialized personnel, to do the oversight of the 8, 9 state owned companies.
I think maybe what we can do is to just consult with the DG and maybe come back to decide.
There are two issues. The first bullet, we talk about the Presidential Review Committee at the table, and then urge the department not work on, probably draft a shareholder management or capital letters. But we need to make the link. This bill has to do with the Presidential Review Committee. We just need the link. Yeah. I haven't seen the Presidential Review Committee, the PRC, but if it discussed or recommended a shareholder management bill to be drafted, let's just bring in the link. Because we say we haven't received it, but we urge the department in the meantime to start drafting this management bill. If the management bill is recommended by the PRC, I'm not sure, I haven't seen the report. And then lastly, paragraph 5, the second bullet. I think we must add the minister must ensure that all critical, vacant, and acting executive positions should be filled. So we must add and Hollywood. And acting. So I'm talking acting, so I was confused. So if and acting should be added.
Under these sections, it says conclusion. The chair says, having considered the budget vote, etc., the committee recommends that the House passes the budget. The Democratic Alliance is still in the process of caucusing regarding the issue. So, Chair, I don't know how you're going to word that, but at this stage of the game, the chair is still in caucus, so we reserve our rights not to be in favour of the budget. Thanks, Chair.
We have 2 sets of minutes before us that we have to consider for adoption. It's the minutes of the 12th of March and the 19th of March. Any comments on page 1 of the minutes of the 12th of March? page 2.
On page 2, paragraph 2.2, the heading is Major Local Opportunities. As I remember, the following local opportunities which were in process, the following major local opportunities, but those opportunities are all projects. So I think it would be better to say there are opportunities in the following projects.
In the following projects.
Because it's major contracts and projects.
Don't be shy just because you're just the right. You're still a full member of the committee.
I am very shy person. The duration of international conflict with Malaysia and the United Nations. Is that right?
Yeah.
United Nations? The entire world?
Yes,
yeah,
I think
United Nations.
As a body? No, organization. Do we say we're a United Nations organization or the body itself? Yeah, we're the United Nations on behalf of the entire society. It's explained.
Resolutions, as you know, the resolutions are the most important paragraph of this, because that's the one that goes to Parliament and eventually to the Minister and is approved by Parliament. I'm not sure whether that sentence is correctly put, whether the proposed activities as proposed by National Treasury. We need to go back to the budget review in that page. I don't have it here. But in that, if I remember correctly, Treasury, National Treasury said that the development activities of the state-owned companies we must re-look at how they fund it, how it is funded. And that's why we raise it with the NEL to say go and check with National Treasury your development activities, whether it can be funded through not your own budget but through, and it's not captured here. It says here explore the developmental activities as proposed by National Treasury. That sentence doesn't. I'm asking the secretary just to relook at it with the reference to national the budget vote. In other words, what I can remember is to do with a proposal by Treasury about the funding of development activities of state and county. That's the issue.
Okay.
Page 3.
Page
3.
Page 6. I was not there, but I guess that makes good English. On page 6, observation 7.1, the first bullet, there was.
Sure.
Both
Honorable Sustainment could have spoken, I thought at least one of them would explain to us whether it was a coincidence for them to walk in at the same time. Is there something that you want to tell me?
Can we ask that don't interfere with you? We're not used to going to court all the time.
Order, you are Christian.
We also work to take over the station. The station is
coming in late. Again, the conclusions one is a resolution. There's no resolutions in this before, am I correct? It's only the conclusion.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the committee resolved that the Department of Public Enterprises should appoint a permanent leadership at SAA. I think we must be more precise. Do we talk of the board? Do we talk the CEO? Do we talk senior management? Do we talk middle management? Do we talk broadly? I was not at the meeting. But then we must mention it. There's two positions, not a whole. And secondly, they should revolving the issues that involves the NEL and department. Those issues is very vague. What are the issues? I think we should be more specific. No, just mention it, the issue. If it's mentioned in the report, we say mentioning paragraph 2.1 or whatever the case may be.
Pardon my confusion here, but just looking at what the department should do, and we are saying that they should appoint leadership and looking at the CEO, and I'm asking myself, is the department that appoints the CEO or is it the board? So then maybe the department, if we're talking about the department, reference them should be on the issue of the board. But if you want to talk about this,
I understand it differently. If I understand Mr. Dekobo, he said we ask the department to give attention to the appointment of the board chairperson. And it ends there. And we, the best we can say, and the department should encourage the board to appoint a CEO as soon as possible. That's what.
We actually adopted the program long term, and I understand completely why it's been done. The son had to add in something on a Friday, Chair, Friday the 10th of May. However, Chair, because we'd already adopted the program, the DA had already planned we have a training session that we all have to attend on the 10th and 11th of May. Chair, I do note that we have a meeting on Tuesday the 7th of May. And we were just wondering if it would be possible to move that meeting from the Friday perhaps to the Wednesday morning, instead of the Friday. Yeah, you see, the 10th of May is a Friday, and it wasn't on the original program that we adopted. And now, the reason we've been given this amended, because now it's been added on that Friday, the 10th. I mean, if you feel the need to go ahead with it, that's fine. I mean, unfortunately, because we went with the original program, we have a breakaway weekend on that 10th.
Sorry, Chairman, for taking a step back. I know the idea is spoken on the first item that we dealt with, and now I will report on the budget vote and performance plan. I wanted to wrap up that I still need to go and consult. I can assure you I'll not be going to court. Now, another person is asking which part I might have to consult both of them to go and say.